In Singapore, as the island city-state becomes more developed, people are having fewer children. The government has responded by launching a campaign encouraging people to meet, fall in love, get married, and procreate. Singapore's heavy-handed government has tried many approaches to encourage reproduction in the past, but few have proved fertile. Kelly McEvers reports on the latest efforts.
It's the trend in most developed nations, and even some developing countries. The fertility rate, or average number of children born to able mothers, has fallen below the replacement rate, which is needed to maintain a population. In Singapore, the population is only 4 million to start with. For the government, always keen to regulate people's lives, the fertility issue has topped the list of official concerns.
People are not having enough kids, and the government is worried that there won't be enough people to help run the economy, man the armed forces, and so forth.
Warren Fernandez is an editor at The Straits Times, Singapore's state-owned newspaper. He says in the past, the government tried all kinds of programs to encourage procreation. Flexible work hours and paternity leave for civil servants, and even cash bonuses to couples who had second and third children.
Well, it used to be a government campaign run by a government ministry, you know, civil servants doing it. And I think that they've decided that's probably not the best way to encourage people to have babies. So they've got a group of individual citizens, private citizens, to take over the project and try to inject some fun into it, you know.
This new approach has resulted in a year-long festival of love in the otherwise conservative and at times bland city-state. It's called Romancing Singapore. It started on Valentine's Day and will last through the year. Around Singapore, restaurants, hotels, and dessert buffets are offering discounts. Every day, the list of deals is updated on the Romancing Singapore website, where users also can download the festival's official jingle.
L-O-V-E love.
Students at Singapore Polytechnic University invented a special Romancing Singapore fragrance for the occasion. It's already sold out. Stacy Yong and Jonathan Ang have taken advantage of another Romancing Singapore program at a recording studio.
Test, 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 1, 2, 1, 2.
The idea is to allow amateur singing couples to record love songs together. This couple, in their early 20s, have just started dating. Ji Wen Long, who owns the studio, says the program will help singles meet, but what they do after that can't be dictated.
Most people, very high living standards, and they have two jobs, so they are so tired. And after a hard day's work, you see, they wouldn't think of. How do I say that?
They don't think about boosting Singapore's fertility rate. Ji Wen Long himself, just married at 28, says he and his wife will wait a few years before having children. On an evening TV news program, the idea of regulating people's love lives was discussed.
So our guests will tackle a few issues head on tonight. Our panel will also tackle all the panels and committees here. Do we need so many?
Claire Chiang, who heads the Romancing Singapore Task Force, defended the campaign, which she said has been in the planning stages for nearly 4 years.
Why are we looking at marriages and fertility? Why can't we address the more fundamental issue, which is about relationship skills? Romancing Singapore is simply to put in a notion of love to the country. We are so busy we forget. We need to put into people the importance of relationship, the notion of love.
In addition to Romancing Singapore, the government has beefed up its Social Development Unit, a members-only matchmaking service specifically for university graduates. The unit now conducts most of its business on the internet. Busy grads are expected to meet their mates online and email blind date invitations to cozy dinners. The non-graduate unit still has in-person events, such as bike trips and cooking classes. Both units are encouraging members to also attend Romancing Singapore events. Next up, an exclusive mass wedding for 150 lucky couples. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers.